Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim Mani Mam Rabbi Avram Golda and Dinim Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Yud. The first parak Dinim Mamonos Mishlosha. The Zikhu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Tanakhama said Malkus required a Beis Din of three judges. Rav Huna says the Tanakhama derives from the plural form of Ushvatum, and they shall judge them, to require two judges. And since Beis Din cannot be an even number, we had a third judge. The other two plural terms in the Pasuk, Beitztiku Behershu, do not add another four judges because those terms teach that Eim Zomim, who cannot receive the standard Kasher Zaman punishment in Kir Malkus, despite the transgression being a love shame bo maisa. Rishmo requires 23 judges from Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from the Gzera Shava of Russia from Chayvei Mises. Rava says Malkus b'makom miso omedes. Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of death penalty requiring 23 judges. The Gemara proceeds to explain why someone receiving Malkus is assessed to determine how many Malkus he can endure and survive. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibro Chodesh, adding a day into the month. This implies that three judges are needed to declare the previous month extended by a day, and the Gemara wonders why any declaration is necessary. If they're not Mekadosh the 30th day, it's extended automatically. Abai amends the Mishnah's text to be Kiddush HaChodesh, requiring Beis Din to be Mekadosh every Chodesh. Rava objects that the Mishnah's text is Ibur, not Kiddush. Therefore, Rav explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, the potentially added day, meaning the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that Beis Din is only Mekadosh a 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day. Rav Nachman says the opposite, that the Tana refers to Kiddush performed by Beis Din when extending the previous month, but holds that when the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, no Kiddush is necessary. Finally, Rav Ashi says the Mishnah refers to Chishuv de Ibur, calculations for determining whether an extension of the month is feasible. Extending 20 months causes the new moon to be sighted several days before Rosh Chodesh, appearing inconsistent with the calendar. And point number three, the Mishnah Rav Meir taught that Ibur Shana, adding a month to the year, requires three Dayanim, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says, B'shosha Maschilin, they begin with three judges, U'b'chamisha Nosim Anosin, discuss it with five, V'gomrim B'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Abrice explains that they follow the majority opinion of three judges whether to sit and deliberate about adding a month. Then five judges discuss the matter, and the majority opinion is followed to decide whether to add a month or not. If they decide it's necessary, then two more judges are added, totaling seven, to complete the process and declare a leap year. The Gemara asks what these three numbers correspond to, and two explanations are given. Number one, they respond to the three, five, and seven words in the three psukim of Birkas Kohanim. Or number two, three judges correspond to the three Shomri Asaf, gatekeepers. The five corresponds to the five Meroi Bnei HaMelech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly. And the seven correspond to the seven Roi Bnei HaMelech, ministers who saw the king's face. So once again, the three points are, number one, in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Tanakhama said Malkus requires a Beis Din of three judges. Rav Huna says the Tanakhama derives from the plural form of Ushvatum, and they shall judge them, to require two judges, and since Beis Din cannot be an even number, we had a third judge. The other two plural terms in the Pasuk, Beitztiku Behershu, do not add another four judges because those terms teach that Eim Zomim, who cannot receive the standard Kasher Zaman punishment in Kir Malkus, despite the transgression being a love shame bo maisa. Rishmo requires 23 judges from Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from the Gzera Shava of Russia from Chayvei Mises. Rava says Malkus b'makom miso omedes. Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of death penalty requiring 23 judges. The Gemara proceeds to explain why someone receiving Malkus is assessed to determine how many Malkus he can endure and survive. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibur Chodesh, adding a day into the month. This implies that three judges are needed to declare the previous month extended by a day, and the Gemara wonders why any declaration is necessary. If they're not Mekadosh the 30th day, it's extended automatically. Abai amends the Mishnah's text to be Kiddush HaChodesh, requiring Beis Din to be Mekadosh every Chodesh. Rava objects that the Mishnah's text is Ibur, not Kiddush. Therefore, Rav explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, the potentially added day, meaning the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that Beis Din is only Mekadosh a 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 31st day. Rav Nachman says the opposite, that the Tana refers to Kiddush performed by Beis Din when extending the previous month, but holds that when the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, no Kiddush is necessary. Finally, Rav Ashi says the Mishnah refers to Chishuv de'Ibur, calculations for determining whether an extension of the month is feasible. Extending 20 months causes the new moon to be sighted several days before Rosh Chodesh, appearing inconsistent with the calendar. And point number three, the Mishnah Rav Meir taught that Ibur Shana, adding a month to the year, requires three dayanim, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, B'shosha maschilin, they begin with three judges, u'b'chamisha nosim anosin, discuss it with five, v'gomrin b'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Our Bryce explains that they follow the majority opinion of three judges whether to sit and deliberate about adding a month. Then five judges discuss the matter, and the majority opinion is followed to decide whether to add a month or not. If they decide it's necessary, then two more judges are added, totaling seven, to complete the process and declare a leap year. The Gemara asks what these three numbers correspond to, and two explanations are given. Number one, they respond to the three, five, and seven words in the three psukim of Birkas Kohanim. Or number two, three judges correspond to the three Shomri Asaf, gatekeepers. The five corresponds to the five Meroi Bnei HaMelech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly. And the seven correspond to the seven Roi Bnei HaMelech, ministers who saw the king's face. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden, right next to a Beis Din of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaKodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch three, five, and then seven Dayanim be involved in Ibur HaShana. Once again, some motion. The minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, which reminds us, Gemara brings sources from the Malchokas, if Malkus requires 3 or 23 Dayanim. Rabbi Shmuel requires 23 judges for Malkus, and Abai explains he derives it from a Gezerah Shava of Rasha from Chayvi Mises. Rabbi says that Malkus b'makam miso metas, Malkus stands in place of the death penalty. Rashi explains that he deserves death for transgressing Hashem's command, and is another form of a death penalty, requiring 23 judges. So the minion of Yidden, right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaKodesh on the 30th day, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that three judges are required for Ibur HaKodesh, adding a day into the month. Rava explains that the Mishnah means that Kiddush, which is on the Yom Ibur, meaning the potentially added day, the 30th day, requires three Dayanim. This Tana holds that basin is only Mekadosh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, but not when Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day. So the minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaKodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch three, five, and then seven Dayanim be involved in Ibur HaShana, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir taught that Ibur HaShana, adding a month to the year, requires three Dayanim, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, B'shosha maschilin, they begin with three judges, u'b'chamisha nosim nosin, they discuss it with five, v'gomrin b'shiva, and finalize it with seven. Two explanations are given for what these numbers correspond to. The first is they respond to the three, five, and seven words in the three psukim of Birkas Kohanim. The second is that three judges correspond to the three Shomri Asaf, gatekeepers. The five correspond to the five Meroi Pnei HaMelech, of those ministers who saw the king's face regularly, and the seven correspond to the seven Roya Pnei HaMelech, ministers who saw the king's face. So once again, the minion of Yidden right next to a basin of 23, where cases of Malkus were tried, watched three Dayanim in their shul do Kiddush HaKodesh on the 30th day, and started signing up for their upcoming shul trip to watch three, five, and then seven Dayanim be involved in Ibur HaShana. All right, so now it's time for four Blah Bach Hazara, Dav Vav. So the Simur Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The two litigants were putting down their swords. Swords? That must be Maran Dav Vav. The two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchus about the number of dayanim required for pshara and the question whether we compare pshara to din. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges who were going to make a pshara when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah, libsoa, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah. Rav Yishuv ben Karcha says, mitzvah lipsoa, it's a mitzvah to make a compromise, which the Gemara eventually interprets as offering the litigants the option to compromise. The Halacha follows this opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya says that if two people come for judgment, it is permitted to suggest a pshara before the judge hears their statements or before he knows in which direction the judgment leans, but not afterwards. So the two litigants were putting down their swords on the floor in front of the three judges, who were going to make a pshara, when one of the dayanim pronounced mitzvah, lipsoa, and pointed to the pasuk on the wall, be David osa mishpat utzdaka, which reminds us, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, who says that pshara is a mitzvah, finds a source in a pasuk teaching to judge mishpat shalom, justice of peace. Since these are usually contradictory, he interprets it to refer to compromise. Similarly, a pasuk says, vi David osa mishpat utzdaka, and David amelach rendered judgment and righteousness. Tzedakah implies charity, which contradicts strict justice. Rather, ezu mishpat sheyesh bo tzedakah, what is the type of judgment which has righteousness in it? This is bitsua, compromise. The Tanna who prohibits pshara must interpret the pasuk differently. Dav zayin, so the simmer dav zayin is a kli zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards, that must be on daf zayin, clay zayin, weapons, guns. The armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah, which reminds us, on the previous daf, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh said a dayan cannot offer compromise after he knows where the judgment is leaning based on the pasuk poter mayim reshis madom. Releasing water is the beginning of strife. The Tanaim who disagree with him can darshan this pasuk at Rav Hamnuna. The beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come is only about not having learned words of Torah based on this pasuk describing water, Torah, as the beginning of judgment. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge emes lamito, which reminds us, Rabbi Yonason said, kol dayan shedan din emes lamito, any dayan who renders a true judgment to its absolute truth, mashra Shechina b'Yisrael, causes the Shechina to rest among Yisrael. As the pasuk says, el kim nitzah ba'adis kel b'kerev elohim yishpot, Hashem stands in the divine assembly, in the midst of judges shall he judge. Any judge who does not judge din emes lamito, gormo Shechina shetistalk Yisrael, causes the Shechina to depart from Yisrael based on a pasuk. So the armed guards guard in the courtroom where the judges start by asking people about their limud Torah. We're proud to see the Shechina resting on the courtroom because the judges judge emes lamito and heard them issue psukim that were as clear to them as the morning sun, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia darshan the pasuk, base David ko amar Hashem, house of David, so said Hashem, dinu laboker mishpat v'hatzil gazel miyad oshek, execute judgment in the morning and save he that was robbed from the oppressor's hand. Does one judge only in the morning and not the entire day? Rather, the pasuk means, imbarocha davar kaboker amreyu. If the matter is as clear to you as the morning, say the verdict, v'im lav al tamreyu, but if not, do not say it. Rabbi Yonason derived this from a different pasuk. Dav Ches, so the simmer Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The five sisters, each bringing a beautiful braided Challah. Challah? That must be more on Dav Ches. The five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided Challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, which reminds the Gemara discusses if Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for implying he could resolve all difficult questions, and if that's the reason he was not taught the laws of Yerusha before the Benot Zelofcha had asked them about inheriting their father, and he needed to present their difficult question before Hashem. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the Ksuba case of a Motzi Shemra, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the Chachamim required 23 judges for Motzi Shemra, where a husband accuses his wife of adultery before Nisuan, thus forfeiting her Ksuba and receiving the death penalty if confirmed by witnesses. Reb Meir only requires three judges, like any monetary case. Eight explanations are given for this machlokas. In the first two, the current court case is only about her ksuba. Ula says, b'choshishin lo'laz kamifuge. They argue about whether we're concerned for gossip about the case spreading, possibly causing aid into the adultery coming forward, changing the case to din nefashos, and requiring 23 judges. The Chachamim are concerned about laz and require 23 judges immediately. And Rami Meir is not concerned about laz. So the five sisters, each bringing a beautifully braided challah to the judge, who said to bring difficult cases to him, passed by a basin of 23 judges deliberating the ksuba of a Motzi Shemra. When the scent of the challah caught the attention of two edim, who were discussing whether their hasra to an adulteress was sufficient, since they forgot to braid the details of the specific misa, into the warning, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if hasra for capital punishment must include the specific misa one would receive. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The man sipping tea, that must be one Daf Tes, teapot. The man sipping tea in court who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasara, which reminds us, Rav Akiva taught that the Torah compared two edim to three to teach that just if one of two witnesses is found ineligible, the testimony is invalid since only one remains, so too if one of three witnesses is found ineligible, the remaining testimony is disqualified. Rav Yossi says this only applies to din nefashos but not to monetary cases. Rebbe says it applies to both, but only bizman shehishbehen, when the ineligible witness warned the transgressor, demonstrating his intended role as an aid. But if he did not warn him, the remaining witnesses remain valid, because otherwise, what should two brothers and one more witness who saw someone kill a person do to avoid disqualifying their testimony? So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in the case of Moshe Shemra, who proven zomer by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayiv mamon and misa, which reminds us more discusses of edim zomim of Moshe Shemra, who are killed, also pay money, and brings a case where the husband brings edim that his wife committed adultery, and then the father brought edim that said the first set of were zomim, and then the husband brought edim that the father said of edim were zomim. So the man sipping tea in court, who had witnessed a murder with his brother and a friend, but didn't disqualify his brother because he didn't give hasra, watching a father's witnesses in a case of Moshe Shemra, who had proven zomim by the husband's witnesses, being told they were chayv mamon amisa, knocked over his teapot when he heard someone testifying that he did an aver with another man and was believed only on his friend because ein adam mesim atzmo, Russia, which reminds the Gemara discusses if one testifies that he had relations with a friend with consent, Russia, who he has testified about himself, that he is a sinner and disqualified from testifying, because the Torah says, Atash is Russia, aid. Do not use a sinner as a witness. Rava disagrees, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. A person is related to himself, main Adam Mesim Atzmo Russia, and therefore a person cannot establish himself as a sinner. Although his testimony cannot be accepted regarding himself, the Gemara will explain, Pagin Dibura, we divide his statement and accept it regarding the other party. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do we discuss if pshara is optional, forbidden, or a mitzvah? That's on duff. Vav. Good. Number two, which duff do we discuss if hasra for capital punishment must include the specific misa one would receive? That's on duff. Ches. Good. Number three, which duff do we discuss if edim zomim of motzi shemra, who are killed, also pay money? That's on duff. Test. Good. Number four, which daf does Gemara bring a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yesh Eim LeMikra? That's on daf. Dalad. Number five, which daf do you learn about Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's requirement for 3, 5, and then 7 Dayanim for Ibor Shana? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number six, which daf do you learn that a Mumchil or Rabbim can judge loan cases himself? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number seven, which something when a person who testifies he participated in a forbidden act is not believed on himself, but is believed on the other person? That's on daf. Task. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn sources for the machlokas if malchus requires 3 or 23 dayanim? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn the reason for requiring 23 judges in a case of motzi shemra? That's on daf. Chesk. Good. Number 10, which daf do we learn about the Tanu who holds that Beis Din is only Mekadosh a month on the 30th day, not on the 31st? That's on daf. Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.